Good morning, people.
Wow, welcome back. If you've been here before, if you stumbled across us from a weird internet rabbit hole, this is hashtag just saying. And while we're prostituting ourselves, be sure to like, share, and subscribe. I'm only going to say it once. I'm not going to do it through the whole show. Don't worry. I hate those
YouTubers.
YouTube things that do that through the whole thing.
Smash that like button. You're going to hear it once.
Smash it with what? However, if you smash that like button... be sure to like, share, and subscribe, and hit the notification bell like it owes you money. It will let you know when we upload new content.
Cha-ching.
You can watch the first 40 on the YouTubes, listen wherever streaming things stream. You can watch the pre-show banter on TikTok at hashtag just saying. Prostitution done.
Yes.
Wow.
That was a lot.
It was. Okay. I got it all taken care of.
Nice.
Right at the forefront.
Unlike these other ones who do it 6 times during the show.
This gator's going to eat me. Alligators. Now, what's the difference between an alligator and a crocodile?
It has something to do with the snout.
The snout?
The snout. I just don't know what the snout issue is.
Okay. Let us know in the comments. What's the difference between an alligator and a crocodile?
What's with the snout? It has something to do with the snout. I know it does. Or maybe I just heard that somewhere.
I don't
know. So, oh my God, there's so much. I have.
There is so much this week.
I have.
Personally and in the news. Jesus.
Oh, the news and of itself has been insane.
Yes.
I've been trying to. I've been trying to keep track.
Yeah.
But now, what news story are you referring to? Just there's several, or
the bridge collapse?
Oh yeah, the bridge collapse.
P. Diddy.
I got a whole thing about P. Diddy, dude. We might as well crack that egg right now.
All right, go for it.
Where
in the world is?
If you've not been able to keep up with the whole Diddy saga, Diddy.
Yeah.
Diddy
Sean
did.
Cone.
Diddling.
Diddy did it. Diddy did it, and he is gone.
He's a lamb.
Yeah, they.
Dylan Diddy did it.
Oh yeah, he done did it. So he has charges allegedly. Don't sue me. Of Homeland Security raided his house.
Yep.
For racketeering.
Which house?
Yeah. Both houses.
L.A. and Miami.
They did it simultaneously, which is I guess what they're supposed to do.
Go.
Okay.
On charges, I have to mute this. On charges of racketeering, sex trafficking.
Like Vince McMahon.
He has so many charges against him.
Weapons.
Like drugging women.
Bill Cosby and them?
Extorting.
Well, they're not going to go willing, though, Jarrah.
Let's turn that up.
Yeah.
I have a theory. Ooh. That because Diddy used to throw really crazy parties.
Yeah,
and I have a feeling and I have a feeling that he has a lot of footage of things and
recorded while drunk.
And when he gets busted, he is going to use that as leverage. You mock my words.
Sounds right.
Yeah. Because a lot of names have been coming out, like Jay-Z, Usher, Bieber, all these people, like,
wow.
Not that they've been implicated in anything, but these are people who have stayed at his house.
Allegedly.
Usher stayed at Puffy's house when he was 14 years old.
Exactly.
Yes.
And how old was Puffy at the time?
I don't know how old he is now.
I don't know either.
But clearly older than
14.
Usher. And he said
to own a house.
He would not elaborate, but he said he saw a lot of things.
Yeah.
He goes, I saw a lot of messed up stuff. So and by the way, so there's this producer,
mm-hmm.
and he is suing Sean Combs.
Okay.
Sean John Combs.
What for?
Sean, and he is suing him for not paying him because he helped him produce his album. assault and like a sexual assault. And also named also named in the sexual assault is Cuba Gooding Jr.
What?
Yeah. Now, during this whole thing, now, a few months ago, do you guys remember a few months ago, Cat Williams had like a whole meltdown.
Oh, yeah.
You remember the Cat Williams thing when he went on Shannon Sharpe's talk show?
Yeah.
And Cat Williams had casually mentioned P. Diddy.
Casually.
Casually mentioned him and then said, you wait and see, 2024, all this stuff is going to come out. And
he was right.
It's starting to happen.
Psychic.
It's starting to happen. And I was like, wow. Now, 50 Cent,
yeah,
the rapper slash actor.
And Curtis Jackson.
We'll put actor in quotes.
Yeah, it's an actor.
I actually don't want to piss 50 off because he is a professional troll. He's a professional troll. There was a thing with Floyd. He had a beef with Floyd Mayweather, right?
Okay.
And he went on Instagram and he goes, Floyd, I will pay you $500,000 if you can read on camera one page of a Harry Potter book. Because it's alleged that like Floyd Mayweather is uneducated and he can't read.
Okay.
So then somehow
did he read those checks?
Somehow Jimmy Kimmel got a hold of this.
Oh shit.
And he said, if he does that, can we do it on my show? And 50 was like, hell yeah. And then he made another Instagram post and he goes, okay, so Jimmy Kimmel's involved. And he wants you to do it on the show. He goes, I understand that Harry Potter might be a little too advanced for you, so we'll do fucking Cat in the Hat. He goes, if you can read Cat in the Hat, I will write you a check. This is the level
of... you spell my name right.
This is the level of trolling that 50 Cent is capable of. And damn, he has been ripping up Diddy all week.
Damn.
And I am here for it. I'm telling you. I was like, holy smokes. Like, he's just going on, and he's like, where's Diddy? Where'd Diddy go? He's like...
he's in another country.
Yeah, and then when it broke that there's, like, surveillance footage and Diddy has tapes and stuff, he posted, and he goes, I will give $1 million for footage. He goes, I'm getting these tapes. He goes, how much you want to bet I'm going to get them? I was like, I want you to get them because I know he'll post it.
Excuse me. Sorry. What do you got, Sean?
Today.
Yeah.
Like this time of the year.
No.
Or this time of the century. Diddy is 54.
Okay.
Usher is 45 right now.
There you go.
Oh, not too bad.
All right.
9 years.
So this was 9 years ago we're talking?
No, when Usher was 14.
When Usher was 14.
So 30 years ago.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
It's still just a little bit odd.
It is odd, yeah.
To have an individual stay at your house when they're 14 years old that you're not related to. But.
So roughly around 94.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Makes sense. I was just out of high school.
Bad boys for life.
That's makes me. That makes me sad.
Back when he was a Mace.
Yeah. I'm like, I was thinking that the other day. I'm like, where's Mace? Why hasn't he come out
like
and said anything?
Like a preacher?
He's a preacher now. Yeah. Well, he's been a preacher for a little while. I said, boy, wait till he pops out of the woodwork. How has nobody contacted him? They're like, oh, what stories do you have? What'd you see? I know you saw something.
That's right. You've seen it all.
Yeah. They all see something.
Oh, here's the other.
To look the other way.
Here's the other thing that I found interesting, right?
Yeah.
Is Diddy dated J Lo?
Did he
for a little while? Yes, Diddy did.
He did.
And
okay, briefly.
He was with J Lo. Do you remember? This is like, I don't know how long ago this is now. It has to be like 10 years, 15 years.
Okay.
He and J Lo had gone to a club, and she had brought a gun to the club to give to Diddy.
She
did. And
oh, I was going to say good for her. But...
Diddy shot somebody with it.
Oh, my God.
And there was,
who did he shoot?
It was either a murder or an attempted murder.
Okay.
And he, do you remember that rapper Shine? There was a rapper named Shine, and he ended up taking the fall for it.
Oh.
He went to prison over it for him. But, like, everybody is pretty much like, yeah, Diddy did that.
Who did he, it?
Who did he shoot?
I don't know. It was just somebody in the club.
Okay.
But I'm like,
I don't like you.
Yeah. But I'm like, I wonder if there's going to be any backlash of J-Lo, because she dated him for not a full year, but they were together for a while. Like, she had to have seen some shit, too.
When they're ready to dig up more shit.
Yeah,
that's when they're digging.
Oh, it'll get dug. It's the digging.
Your Honor, we call to the stand Jennifer Lopez.
It's the dig will dug.
Did he dig with Doug dig?
Oh yeah,
she's with Ben now.
Yes, she is.
Bennifer.
We have our own cat in the hat here today.
Yeah.
The diggity dig dig dug dig
dug
diggity do giggity giggity.
Oh yeah.
They haven't found him yet?
No, they have not found him yet. He's on the lam.
The lamb.
Or the goat, whatever you want. Whatever animal you like.
I'm surprised they haven't found him yet. Like, damn.
His
recognized person in the world.
You know what I thought was shitty? Was he took off. It was just a screen glitch.
Yeah.
Is he took off and left his sons at the house to be detained and not arrested because they weren't technically arrested, but
how old are they?
I think they're in their 20s, but still, that's a horrible thing to do. Like, I'm gonna go, you guys hang out here and talk to law enforcement for me. Just watch the house.
Love you, Dad. Where I'm at.
Thanks, Dad.
Watch the house while I'm gone. Make sure everything is okay.
Have a party. Make sure you record everything.
Jesus.
Learn from your dad. Record everything.
Yeah. Ooh-wee.
Jesus. Wow. That's a lot.
Oh, yeah.
No, just it's, 1 week.
Yeah. He's, and they still.
Overnight.
When they find him, boy, oh boy. They're saying he's in, where were they saying he was?
Bora Bora.
They're saying he's someplace that doesn't normally extradite. And I'm like,
Middle East?
You know what? No, not the Middle East. Like an island or something. And I'm like, you know what?
Really?
I think it all depends on what cooperation you can get from law enforcement on the other side.
Like, well, if you, we'll pay you.
Yeah, if you can get them to do it, I'm pretty sure they'll grab them.
So he's gonna hide. What is he gonna hide on the island like Tom Hanks did? Well, you know he was
Castaway.
Wilson. Yeah.
He wasn't hiding, but he was on the island for a long time.
Yeah.
He wasn't hiding. He was just crash landing.
Yep.
I don't know. I don't know what he think. Like, if he does that, like, you can't ever set foot on a U.S. territory again. I mean, I don't know.
You're going to have to get some, like, a disguise.
A disguise.
Like, shave everything. Like, shave his head, shave everything. You wouldn't recognize him. Like, who's this guy?
I don't think he had a whole lot of hair anyway. I think he had a close crop.
Close
crop, as the kids say. Pretty sure.
So his net worth has gone down.
Has it? I wouldn't be surprised.
Probably.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Speaking of going down.
Okay.
Sorry.
Which way?
Too soon.
Too soon?
The bridge.
Oh, the bridge.
He's got hair.
Well, I mean, it's not like he, you know.
Has fled.
Yeah.
Now, do you think it was an accident?
What?
The bridge?
Yes. The ship lost power.
Twice.
Yeah.
Okay. Some people don't think that.
I realize that some people don't think
that. I've seen, like, thousands of videos, different angles, like, what's this over here? What's this?
No.
Like,
some people were trying to say it was terrorists.
Yeah. No. I don't think it was anything nefarious. I think it was just a ship that lost control. I mean, unfortunately, it happens.
It had no power when it hit.
It's happened in the past.
Yeah.
It'll probably happen again.
Unfortunately. I mean,
I've been hearing everyone talk about it at the station that I work at.
Yeah.
And whenever they were talking about it, and they mentioned that they were even saying on the radio, Mayday, Mayday. I couldn't help chuckling because all I thought was the movie Airplane. Mayday.
What the hell is that? It's April.
And you get a guy.
It's April Day.
What do you make of this, Johnson? Well, I can make a hat. I can make a brooch. And Leon's getting larger.
Leon.
Leon. Oh, boy.
All right, you ready for my week?
Sure.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
Saturday. Not tomorrow. Last Saturday, okay. My boss decided to buy lunch for the shop.
Okay.
Nice guy, you know. So he sent me to Popeye's to go get lunch.
Ooh, chicken.
I'm buying, you're flying.
Yeah.
So nice.
You wanted a 12-piece family meal with two sides, and you wanted fries and mashed potatoes. So I go to order, and he's like, we're out of mashed potatoes. What?
Really?
How the hell are you out of... This was at like 12, like 30 in there. Like, they opened at 11, yeah? And within less than 2 hours, they ran out of mashed potatoes.
Wow.
I'm like, what the fuck?
Do they have very popular mashed potatoes?
I guess so. They ran out.
Wow.
So I had to get double fry. I'm like,
I've gone to KFC before, and they had no chicken.
It's literally in your name. Why don't you have chicken?
That night was awesome, though. I was with Tab.
Yeah?
And she went off on them.
Ooh.
So we waited like 20 minutes for them to make chicken.
How do you make a chicken?
Well, they probably had it out back, yeah. And they had to thaw.
But yeah. They said they were out of chicken. Get it.
They were out of chicken that wasn't frozen.
We went across the street to the freaking...
We went down to Popeye's.
We went to Shaw's and got some chicken.
We went down the street to Popeye's, but they didn't have any mashed.
Damn.
So you're on your own.
That was Saturday during the day. Saturday night, I watched the new Roadhouse.
Okay.
It's a movie, not a series.
Okay.
I didn't know this. But 2-hour movie. That's with Jake Gyllenhaal and Conor McGregor.
Mm-hmm.
The UFC guy. It was pretty good.
I've heard Conor McGregor's acting was really bad.
Oh, yeah, it is. He is a horrible actor.
Well, he's taking a lot of hits to the head.
So, it was good. I enjoyed it.
Okay.
Yeah. It was very action-packed. You know? It's on
fair enough.
I think Prime Video, yeah. Roadhouse.
Mm.
Takes place in Florida.
Of course. Why wouldn't it? Why wouldn't it take place?
That was Saturday.
When did they film it? Do you know? Was it last year or something recently?
I don't know.
I'll say maybe you watch around the background. Maybe you'll see the cops invading P. Diddy's house.
No, it wasn't that recent.
No.
Sunday, went to the car wash, and I pull up to the thing, put my money in,
Okay. Select
my wash, get my receipt, and I'm waiting for the door to open to pull in. Never opened. I'm like, what the fuck? There's no other car in there. I'm like, no, what the hell?
Trapping you in.
So I bring the number. There's a number on the receipt. I called. I'm like, yeah, your car wash isn't working. We'll be right there. And like within minutes, they're like right there.
Oh, help! Wow.
And the guy, he couldn't figure out what was wrong with it. So I'm like, what do I do? He's like, there's another bay. He's like, I'll set it up over there. You can get the wash. I'm like, all right. But I wanted the touchless, but whatever.
Oh.
Well, like.
I prefer the touchless.
I was hoping to get like a free wash.
Yeah.
I was hoping to get a free wash.
Like he felt bad. Oh, I feel bad. I didn't get a free wash. But no.
Oh. So, well, that sucks.
Yeah. I don't know.
I went to one down the road from me, and it's called, I forget what the hell, it has a really weird name. It's like the Buggy Bubble or something like that, like Bubble Buggy or something weird.
Robot Baby Buggy Bubble.
Yeah. So I went in there. This was like only a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things you have to get your car on the track, and then it like wheels you through, but it's touchless.
I hate those tracks.
I do too, because I'm never certain where my wheels are.
They stand there and like,
That's precisely what he was doing, and I guess I wasn't doing it good enough, because he gave me the roll down. So I put the window down, and he comes over and he goes, here's what I need you to do. And I was like, yeah, and he goes, I need you to keep turning it that way. And I said, okay. He goes, until you feel something. I said, what, emotionally? Or
What am I feeling?
I'm pretty emotionally stunted at this point in the day. And he's like, keep going. So I'm doing it. And he goes, stop it now. So I stopped. And I'm just like, now what do we do? He goes, now you're just going to put it in neutral and don't put your foot on the brake. Like, I won't.
Windows up.
Like, I... He didn't seem like the type of person that hated his job. I think he just didn't like me.
I don't like the color of your car. Damn it. Nah, it's too bright.
You're too orange.
Too bright.
I don't like the cut of your jib. So, no, it's fair. Sorry.
Sunday night. Oh, I watched the biography of British Bulldog.
Oh, yeah?
It's really good. His drug of choice was morphine.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, he was addicted to that.
Well.
Like, oh, shit.
That'll certainly do it. I didn't know he did that stuff.
He hit it really well.
I guess he did. Did he do the DDP program?
Nope.
No?
He just passed away.
He died from it?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, that's awful.
Like a heart attack or something.
Oh.
Davey Boy Smith.
Well, that had a completely different ending than I thought we were going to have.
I think they've all done like some sort of like drug.
Well, yeah. Nobody Look what is. They put their bodies through.
True.
Yeah.
Some suffer the consequences.
Russell's life is very short.
Yeah.
A lot of them died before they're 54.
Jeez.
Hogan's still going.
He's amazingly.
Like, he's like 70 something.
He had to have done steroids. He had to have. I won't accept any other answer.
They haven't had a bio on him yet. He's probably like, I don't want to do it.
I don't know. Well, he's busy. Doesn't he have like a...
he has his own store.
Buzzing.
Down in Florida.
Doesn't he have a reality show with his daughters or something?
I think that lasts like 2-3 seasons. Oh.
So he had a show?
Hogan knows best.
Hogan
knows obviously
shit.
Doesn't.
I wouldn't think
Plus,
that
he... Plus, she's his ex-wife now. He's with someone else.
Oh, Jesus. What's that? Wife number 12?
All right, what else I got?
I don't know.
Tuesday.
I don't know, Margot.
Customer came in with his giant inner tube. Like, huge, like a monster truck. Freaking. He's like, can you pump this up for me? Sure, I pumped it up. I'm like, what's this for? He's like, it's for a monkey jump. What?
A monkey jump.
A monkey jump. I had to look it up.
What the fuck?
Exactly. So I looked it up. Are you ready?
Okay.
Jump. Climb, bounce, and swing to your heart's delight. The Monkey Jump provides year-round entertainment and countless hours of fun. Enjoy the Monkey Jump solo. Invite friends to jump around, climb the poles, swing from side to side, or bounce about. Kids cannot get enough of it. You'll never hear, I'm bored again. I'll show you the picture in a second. Colorful engineer-designed powder-coated steel pole system with a sturdy base for jumping stability and a rubber inner tube, which I pumped up. Come together to create a play
which
environment.
Which Joe took care of. Thank you very much.
That is safer than a trampoline or a bounce house and takes up less space. The monkey jump is easy to move to capitalize on maximum fun. It's weather resistant for outdoor use and can be used in indoors on flooring or carpet.
I like the phrase capitalize on maximum fun.
Yeah.
That's nice.
This is a monkey jump.
Oh, so it's an inner tube and with bars attached to it.
Yeah. Guess how much it cost?
$100.
$200.
Ooh,
or more.
Boy.
$1.
Or more. You know.
It doesn't seem like it should cost that much.
No, it does.
It's not a whole lot of parts.
The cheapest I saw was like $180, and like most was like $275. I'm like, what the hell? Oh, hello. A monkey jump.
A monkey jump, huh?
Yeah. Get yours today.
Your kid's $1.
Your kids will never be aboard again.
$1, Bob.
Let's see here. Adam Sandler is bringing back one of his most famous characters.
Why?
Guess which one? You probably see it.
Bobby Boucher?
As you can read.
I can't imagine.
Happy Gilmore.
Oh.
Yeah, which came out in 1996, almost 30 years. And now he's bringing back Happy Gilmore 2.
Fantastic.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, good, because some of the other movies he's done recently sucks.
Yeah.
They're like dull. They're not as good as they used to be.
It's coming back.
The ones I liked was Happy Gilmore, Billy Madison, Bulletproof.
Waterboy.
Waterboy.
Hmm. Bulletproof?
Yep, that was with Damon Wayans.
Oh, I don't think I ever saw that one.
Damon played an L.A. cop. And
what's the one with Martin Lawrence and he's a cop, pretending to be a cop? Judge Reinhold?
Blue Streak?
Blue Streak?
Blue Streak, but Judge Reinhold's not in it.
Oh.
Who's the guy? It's Martin Lawrence and something else.
Mm. Owen Wilson's brother.
Luke Wilson.
Oh, Luke Wilson.
Okay.
Oh. I haven't seen that in so long. I was like, damn. I remember that.
Wow.
I was like, wow. It was a long time ago.
Frankly.
I remember that because he does Owen's looks, like all the facial expressions Owen does.
Frankly, I'm impressed we were all able to come up with the answer without techno.
Looking it up.
Without AIDS.
Speaking of Martin Lawrence.
I wasn't.
You see the Bad Boys Ride or Die trailer?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
You know what? I have issues with Will Smith now.
Ever since the slap?
The slap.
Heard and, around the world.
You know, there's the slap.
Yeah.
And then there's, like, all the stuff that came out afterward.
Mm-hmm. I think it's, yeah.
What came out?
Well, I mean, listen, it's not for me to say, you know.
Yeah, we might get slapped, too.
What people should do in their own homes. I don't give a shit, right? But clearly he's being emotionally abused.
Okay.
And because she's a lunatic. And the more I hear about her, the more I'm like, she's fucking crazy. And.
Man, we got to keep her name out of our mouth.
Well, I'm trying. Yeah. And I haven't said her name.
We'll get slapped.
I just think that he is. He's just in a situation. Like, he just. I don't know why. There's nothing in that relationship for him. She's sleeping with her son's friends. And if they have an open relationship, I haven't heard about him stepping out with anybody. Mm-hmm. So it seems like it's all on her end. So what is in it for you? But, and I would say, if it makes you happy, fine. But clearly, he's having some sort of issue because he's willing to punch somebody in the face. And over her? Like, seriously? Come on, man.
That's love.
No, it isn't. It isn't. Because he was laughing until he saw she was unhappy.
He's like, whoops.
And then he's like, I have to do something now. Or she would probably...
defend my honor.
Probably slap him if he didn't.
Yeah, or she'd probably raise hell later. Yeah. So he had to do something. And it's like, I don't know. It's not for me to say. I just think that, like, there's something really odd going on in that house, and it's like, I can't look at him anymore because I just go, oh.
I have a hard time looking at Martin now.
Why?
I know he's older. Yeah. And when you get older, you can't really stay in shape like you used to.
Yeah.
But it's just sad to see him a little pudgy.
Pudgy.
I don't know.
Especially in that movie.
Yeah.
Like, I loved the first one.
He's running like...
You remember how?
Wait.
Remember the shape he used to be in back then in the 90s? Yeah. Martin was in good shape. Hmm. Well, after Boomerang. Because he said in interviews before that he had to put on a little weight so that he doesn't look better than Eddie Murphy.
I bet that was an Eddie Murphy rule, too.
I think he said that.
Hmm.
Lose some weight, buddy.
Yeah. But it's hard to see him trying to. You know, do action scenes now with the way he is.
Mm. Yeah.
Plus the scene in the trailer that he's trying to get snacks.
Yeah. How long has that hot dog been there? Like, I thought the last one was the last one.
Yeah.
Bad Boys for Life. We're done. Nope. We're going to milk this.
Yep.
Crazy.
Mm-mm-mm.
Does seem interesting.
I've seen them all except for... obviously, this one.
I've only seen the first one.
You haven't seen the other ones?
No.
I think I've seen some of the second. That wasn't too crazy.
No.
Plus, I think it was long.
Really?
It's like the same plot every time.
Yeah.
We're cops. We got to stop these guys.
We have to go cop.
We got to do our jobs.
Yeah, we got to go cop over there.
We
got to
serve and protect.
So. I have a saga.
Okay, what's your saga?
So my mom's been in the hospital since Wednesday.
No.
Yeah. I got a phone call.
I can't say hi, Mom.
Yeah. I got a phone call Wednesday in the morning.
Okay.
And she had gone to the doctor the day before, and something happened with her test, and they were like, you need to go to the hospital now.
Which hospital?
She went to Good Sam, Good Samaritan.
Okay.
Which Tina used to work at.
Hi, Tina.
And I'll get to her in a minute, Tina. So I didn't know if this was something like I should be super concerned about because my mom was kind of like downplaying it, and I was like, well, not like downplaying it, but she was like, oh, I'm just gonna go. It's fine.
So hang out at the hospital.
I called up Tina, and I'm like,
field trip.
Should I be like super concerned about this? Or and she goes, well, it depends, and blah blah blah. And I'm like, oh, okay, never mind. That's all I need to know. So. So I went to the hospital. I walk in the main thing,
yep.
And I walk up to the desk, and I'm like, I'm looking for mom. Where is she? I'm looking for my mom, and I give her name, and they're like, oh, well, she's still in the emergency room. Now, I was told that her doctor was calling the emergency room, and she wasn't going to, it was going to be like straight through, no waiting.
Right.
So I'm like, shit.
Cut in line.
Yeah, like she was just going to bloom right through. So I go to the emergency room, and I'm looking around. They're not in the waiting room, and I'm like, okay, well, she must be back somewhere. So I walk up, because it's like a main desk, and then there's a weird desk off to the side. So I walk over to the weird desk, because there's nobody in line there.
Nice.
And I said, I'm actually looking for somebody, and they're like, oh, okay. So I say who it is, and they're like, well, they haven't been seen yet. And I'm like, well, yeah, but...
Where is she? And physically.
They, so they said, well, she's still in the waiting room. And I said, unless she's turned invisible. Because I don't see her.
She went home.
So
I'm out of here.
So she's like, well, they probably took her out back for a couple tests, but she's coming back here. Oh, and I said, why would you bring somebody out back for testing? And then I was like, this is backwards. So I said, fine, I'll sit down. So I sat down. I had a mask on. Right? Because it's flu season.
Yep.
And the freaking neurovirus and stuff is going around, and I don't want none of it. So I'm sitting there with a mask on, kind of like trying to sit away from people. And I'm like, I am in a petri dish of germs. I'm going to walk out of here sick. I know it. Like, I've turned into the worst paranoid person. I'm like, oh, Jesus. Somebody's...
It was like the awkward Felix Unger.
Yeah. Like somebody's going to give me something. So they finally come out back, and... They finally come back to the waiting room, and my dad kind of looks at me, and then he's like, kind of like, is that you?
He didn't recognize his own daughter?
I had a mask on. So I get up, and I walk over, and I'm like, hey. And he goes,
what are you doing here?
Yeah, I was essentially like, why are you here? And I'm like, well, because.
Same reason you're here.
Well, here's the thing.
Mom.
If I didn't go, right, my dad, because of his hearing aids, he can't talk on the phone.
Yeah.
So he's not going to call me. He doesn't know how to text, so that's out. So I'm now, I would have
smoke
to...
Smoke signals.
Yeah, I'd now have to rely on carrier pigeon. Or my mom will have to text me. And if she's preoccupied, I think I'm, you know. So I said, well, I'm here because I'm not going to get any information otherwise. So then my mother goes, good, I'm glad you're here. He's useless.
Bob.
And I said, why is he useless? And she goes, because he can't hear the doctors. He can't hear anything. So I'm like, oh, great. So now it's like, we're in a waiting room and I don't want to talk loud.
You're the interpreter.
Right? So every time I wanted to talk to my dad, I would type a note in my phone and just show him. And he would shake his head or just go, yup or no. So we're sitting there. And it's kind of quiet after a while. And we've been there like 2 hours now.
Okay.
So he leans over to me. And because of his hearing,
I'm
he has
hungry.
No voice volume.
Yeah.
So he's yelling. He's talking louder than he needs to. So he leans over to me and goes, hey, I'm glad no one here has a real emergency. We'd all be in trouble. And I was like, Dad, shh. And he goes, it's true. We've all been sitting here for 4 hours.
Tony gets up. Yeah, he's right.
I had my hoodie on. I was melting into the chair. It was like 110 degrees. And he had his jacket on the whole day. And I looked over at him and I was like, and I type it into my phone, aren't you hot? And I show it to him and he goes, no.
Damn.
And I said, why? I am fine. So leave fine. Me alone. Be fine. So I got there a little bit before noon.
Okay.
They finally call her back to the emergency exam room.
Dinner time.
It was like 3-4 o'clock.
Damn.
Yeah. So we go back there, right? And I'm gonna shorthand this, right? Okay. There's a lot of waiting. And while we're just sitting around waiting,
you're running some characters, don't you?
Yeah. And the aforementioned Tina used to work in this emergency room.
Okay.
And she used to tell me, like, she'd have to do, like, people who were going to self-harm, she would have to sit with them and make sure they didn't do anything. And she'd have to, like, sit outside people's rooms and do all kinds of shit. And I was like, wow, that must suck. Oh, I found out how bad it sucks while I was there.
Yeah.
Because there was one guy. I'll start you off with the one guy. He was wandering around. He had long gray hair. All
right.
Right? Beard. Sean would have hated him. He had a beard.
Strutting around.
He had like just a t-shirt on, but his boxer shorts. He had on boxer shorts, and that's it.
Ugh.
No shoes.
No shirt, no service.
No footwear.
Holy shit.
That's why he wasn't seen. No shoes, no service. And I don't know what he was there for, but he was very, like...
Cool.
He kept coming out and saying... Someone needs to put something good on my TV. It's like, what are you here? What are you here for? What are you here for? So at one point,
soap operas.
Something occurred with water, and one of the nurses said something new about spilling water, and he goes, "What, you motherfucker?" And he's like, how dare you accuse me of spilling water? He's like, am I that type of person? I'm just gonna spill water. He's like, why would I spill the water? And he's like going on and on about it. And
damn.
But like as he's going on about it, he's getting more and more angry.
No.
And he's like, fuck you. And he's like, I don't even like you. He's going on. And finally security was like, sir, you need to calm down. And he's like, no, now I'm not calming down. Now that's it.
What was this guy's name?
I have no idea. I have no idea. But... because they had people on stretchers, like, outside the exam rooms.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a guy on a stretcher outside my mother's exam room, and he was in a 3-piece suit.
Oh.
And his name is Michael.
Oh.
He went on the good for the hospital.
Yeah. And he claimed he was there for a hip surgery. And I'm like, that's not... That, I mean, okay. You wouldn't just be hanging out there in a 3-piece suit. So he's kind of hanging out, and then he starts, like, doing these weird stretches. But he's making, like, these weird grunting sexual sounds, like, ugh.
You don't dress for the job you have. You dress for the job you want.
Yeah, and he's like,
he wanted to be.
And I'm like, oh, my God, buddy. And he was latched onto one of the male nurses, whose name was Tim. And the only reason I know Tim's name is because Michael continually said Tim's name the whole afternoon. Excuse me, Tim. Tim, excuse me, Tim. Tim, I just want to say one more thing. Tim, Michael didn't shut up the whole fucking time he was there.
There's always one.
Damn.
And I looked at my dad, and because he's deaf, and I was like, can you hear him? And he goes, I can't hear what he's saying, but he's been talking this whole time. I said, I know. I said,
she recorded him.
I said, you know what? The night wore on, I wished I did.
I don't think you can record him.
No, probably not. But
I don't give your consent.
Michael eventually got quiet, and I suspect the nurses gave Michael something to shut him up.
Good.
But at one point, he went up and he went to the bathroom, and he was gone like 45 minutes. And when anybody went to, I don't know, maybe Tina can explain this phenomenon to me. Whenever anybody went to the bathroom, they were in there for at least a half an hour. Mm. Now, this leads me to another thing, right? So apparently, if you're a patient, you're supposed to leave the door open a little bit, right? So the doors have a thing on the outside so that if a nurse needs to get in and get at you, they can unlock the bathroom door. You emergency, can't lock anybody out.
Right, emergency. Right?
Important to the story. Okay. So,
and we go.
Nikki shows up. Hey, Nikki. So Nikki's there with me and my parents, okay. And my mom has to go to the bathroom.
All right.
And so she has her walker. So Nikki has her sit in the walker and just pushes her across the hall.
Okay. Interesting already.
So they're waiting outside the bathroom. Now there's a woman who shows up, and they had had an interpreter for her, so we already knew she didn't understand too much English.
All right.
So she kind of points at the bathroom and then points at Nikki and is like, "Huh?" And Nikki's like, "It's locked." She's given the thing. "It's locked. It's I can't go in." And she's like, "Huh?" So Nikki's like, "I'm not. Oh, somebody's in there. I'm not opening the door." And she's like, "Well, just." And she's making an unlock motion. And Nikki's like, "No." So now the woman just gets right up on the door and just starts furiously knocking. And you hear something going on inside, like, "Hey, somebody's in here." Like something.
"Hold on."
The woman gets impatient,
occupied.
Unlocks the door, whips it open, and then looks at Nikki. "Here you go." There is a woman inside with no pants on.
I misplaced my pants.
She is missing her pants. I would say she's missing her pants, but she's missing her pants on her body. She has her pants in her hand, and she's washing them in the sink. Nikki comes back.
You got something good for that?
Nikki.
"No! God, please, no! No! No!"
Nikki comes back with my mom and then goes, "I just saw a woman with no pants on." I said, "What led you to see somebody with no pants on?" She tells me the whole story, and I'm like, "That's awful."
Damn.
So then,
poor Nikki.
There's one more guy. Didn't get this guy's name, but he starts yelling.
Okay.
And he goes,
"Obscenities?"
Well, I don't know what his issue was, but he was talking about. At first he said something about a baby. "Can't bring the baby around my house." And I'm like, "Nobody's bringing a baby to your house, buddy." And he's like, "I don't got no problem with anybody up in here." And I'm like, "Great. I'm glad to hear that." And he goes, "I don't got a problem with you. I don't got a problem with you. I don't got a problem with you." And I'm like, "I just want to hear you don't have a problem with me."
I'm a complete stranger.
Then he goes, he starts yelling. And now he's just yelling just crazy shit. And a nurse grabs the phone. Because she's going to call somebody.
Who's she going
to
call?
And I don't know who she's going to call, but she didn't get a chance to. Because the guy grabs the phone, goes, "Hello, motherfucker!" And then slams the phone, takes the entire phone, pulls it, and then smashes it up against the wall and breaks it.
Oh, my God.
And now security is, like, tackling this guy.
On Tuesday?
This is Wednesday. Oh. Well, Wednesday into Thursday, because I was
Wednesday.
There.
Wednesday, damn.
My dad is now Curious George, and he gets up out of his chair, and I grab his arm, and I said, "What do you think you're doing?" And he goes, "I want to see."
He's curious.
I said, "You're not poking your head out this door." I said, "They're tackling this guy." And he's screaming, this guy, and he's like, "I need a militia. The militia's going to save me. Where's my militia?" And I'm like, they all went home. It's 9 o'clock at night.
Were the police involved at this time?
The security was.
Oh, my God.
So then he's like, "Fine, you want me in my room?"
That'd be like the worst job.
He runs over to his room, the room that they were keeping him in, yeah. And he goes, "You want me in here? Fine." And he starts slamming the door. Boom, 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 boom. Now I'm in the fucking room. Boom, boom, boom.
Damn.
And he's like, "You want the door closed?" Boom, now it's closed, motherfucker. And I was like, holy shit.
Wow.
And I was just sitting there. And then, so they drug him. He was screaming, "I don't want your drugs. I don't want your drugs." I'm like, "Oh, you're getting drugs." So that he quieted down. Yeah. And then I heard one of the nurses go.
Passed out.
Then I heard one of the nurses go, "He broke the phone." No. And then another nurse goes, "Good. I'm glad."
Things been ringing all day. Broke the phone.
Oh, my gosh.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So I wait until my mom gets situated in a room, which is now like 10:30 at night.
Okay.
So there's a whole rigmarole with that. So she finally gets in a room.
Yeah.
And me, my dad, and Nikki.
A private room? Or was it like shared?
There was another person.
Okay.
So me, my dad, and Nikki, we kind of got thrown out at that point because it's like 10:30 at night. Visiting hours ended at 8.
Right.
So we go to leave. Now, my dad had made a thing like, ugh, the car's like 2 miles away. And I'm like, wow, that sucks, Dad. And I was like, I had to park.
Come pick me up.
Because I had to park in the auxiliary parking lot. Like, I was way down.
Damn.
And I'm like.
Yeah, shuttle.
Yeah, I'm like. So he's like, yeah, it's really far. So we walk out. We walk out the emergency room exit.
It's like planes, trains, and automobiles.
And so we're walking. And then Nikki looks over and goes, Papa, isn't that your car there? And he goes, well, yeah. And she goes, it's right fucking there. And he goes, oh, well, it looked further away during the day. So,
wow.
One more small piece of that before we wrap up the video. Nikki was gonna follow him home to make sure he got home okay.
Okay.
Because he has he can't see at night. He's at that age now. He can't see at night.
Right.
So she's like, I'm going to follow him home. And I said, okay, I'm just going to go home if you're going to follow him home. So I went home. Right. I was almost home. I get 2 texts from Nikki, and then I get a phone call.
Oh.
I didn't see the texts because I was driving. But right. Obviously, I see the phone call. So I pick up the phone, and I'm like, what's going on? And is everything okay? And she goes, Papa got pulled over.
What? For speeding?
Apparently so.
Damn, Bob.
Now, she pulled up. The cop got in front of her and pulled my dad over.
Damn, how fast was he going?
Nikki pulls up behind the cop, puts her window down, and as the cop gets out of his car, she leans out and yells, excuse me! So,
officer!
He turns and says, yeah? And she goes, that's my grandfather. We're just coming home. I'm following him home. He can't hear you. You're going to have to talk really loudly.
Give him those megaphones.
And he goes, okay, thank you. So he walks
move
over.
Along.
He walks over to the car, and Nikki didn't hear a lot of the conversation. All he heard was the cop say, slow down and have a good night. So I think he.
So if Nikki wasn't there, he probably would have got a ticket.
He wouldn't have been able to hear him. I don't, like, it's just crazy.
Sir, what's the rush? What?
Where's the fire? Fire!
What?
Oh, my goodness. Hang on.
All right. And we're back.
Of course we are.
Speaking of Weird Al.
I haven't looked yet.
There's a course at the Vermont University for Weird Al. You can learn all about Weird Al and get college credit for it.
Where were these fucking classes when I was going?
But in Vermont.
I'll go. I could have commuted.
I'm willing.
Class, we're going to learn about fat.
What? The nuances of the music video. Yeah.
That's right. That was a great video.
So.
Anyways, what do you got?
So yesterday,
Thursday,
I went to go, it was Thursday, yeah. Because they keep telling her they're going to send her home, and then they're like, So yesterday I went to go see her. All
right.
Supposedly she's going to get to come home tomorrow. We'll see. If she doesn't, she's going to burn the hospital, I'm telling you.
How is she?
She's going to join Michael.
She's all right. She's impatient. She's like, I want to go home.
So what was the diagnosis?
She has diabetes, like severe diabetes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so she's going to have to, like, do insulin shots and shit.
Damn.
Yeah. She didn't do any organ damage, which is what I was afraid of.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, yes.
John Oliver.
So I went to go visit her. So I'm in the elevator. I get in the elevator, and there are 2 ladies coming up behind me. So I hold the elevator, because I'm not rude. All right. So I hold the elevator, and they get on the elevator. One is in a nurse's outfit.
You weren't pressing the button over
no,
and over?
No, I wasn't pressing the button. Sorry.
Nice.
One is in a nurse's outfit. Pretty clear she must work there.
Yeah.
The other is just, she's just dressed normally, so I figured she's just a regular person.
Yeah.
So we all get in the elevator.
Patron.
I push my floor, the woman pushes her floor, and then she asks the other woman, hey, what floor are you going to? So they push the corresponding floors.
All right.
So.
25. Sorry.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Excuse me. So.
Pretty sure.
The hospital has 6 floors.
All right.
So the woman turns to the nurse and goes, there's a sixth floor button. And I said, yeah, don't push it, though. And she's like, she looks at me worried, like, really?
It's on the sixth floor.
So then the woman goes, the nurse goes, oh. She goes, well, yeah, this hospital technically has six floors, yeah. She goes, because it still is a Catholic-type hospital, but, I mean, they used to have, like, nuns who lived there. So she goes, the sixth floor is where the nuns used to live.
Really?
And there's baths up there. And I looked at her and I said, are there really baths up there? Or you're just pulling my chain. And she goes, no, they're like the old timey baths and stuff
sponge
that the nuns used to use. And I was like, nice. Oh, I said, can I go up there? I was like, can the public use the bath?
I want to look.
Can the public use the bath? And she's like, no, probably not. I was like, oh, okay.
They haven't been washed so in a while.
The woman gets off and I got to go two more floors. So I'm sitting there waiting. And then here's my floor, so I go to get off, and I said, well, this is me. And I said, are there any hidden baths on this floor? And she goes, not that I'm aware of, but you can look around.
There you go.
And I said, pretty sure there's...
Searching.
Yeah. I said, if you don't know about it, it probably doesn't exist.
Yeah. Nice.
I just thought that was funny. She's like, there are baths up there. I'm like, really?
Later on, you should have gone back on the elevator. If you're by yourself, it's six, and then...
I'm here for the bath.
peek out the doors.
People in there like, what is she doing here? And they're like, they're like washing themselves. Like, what the
I'm trying to scrub a dub. I don't need you walking up in here.
All right. What did you guys think of the Penguin trailer with Colin Farrell?
It was okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. He claims it's supposed to be really violent. So.
Really?
Yeah.
What did you think, Sean?
After knowing what I do about the story with the Penguin with Keaton,
right.
It makes no fucking sense.
Well, this is the Penguin
he was
from
abandoned
the Robert Pattinson Batman.
If he's abandoned and dumped and he's living underground being raised by penguins when he's a child, this makes no sense.
Yeah. Different storyline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is a series. This ain't a movie. I know it's a series.
Oh, okay.
I can't even tell it's Colin Farrell because of the makeup and everything.
Oh, yeah, they did an excellent job with the makeup.
So, looks different.
We'll see.
It does. I don't know. The DC stuff really throws me for a
loop. Maybe they'll have, cameos of, Batman or something. We'll see.
Robin Lord Taylor just walking around in the background. I've done this.
Like, the Robert Pattinson.
Yeah.
The Batman will come by. Hey.
Standing in the background with a sign, Hightower.
I've not seen the Robert Pattinson Batman.
It's pretty good. It's all right.
I see.
Very dark.
Oh. I don't know. There's some, doesn't.
The Riddler in that one was really good. Like the character, like the Riddler portrayal was dark. And
who was the Riddler in that one?
What's his name?
I don't know.
That's why we're asking you.
Can't remember his name.
That's okay.
It's all right. I want to look it up.
That's okay. You can look it up if you like. Fine.
You're gonna bug him.
I understand.
We know that feeling.
Played by. Here we go. Paul Dano.
I have no idea who that is.
This guy.
Oh, that doesn't help me, but that's okay.
Is that a better picture? Paul Dano.
Okay.
Can you people see that?
He's a very clean cut looking young man.
He is.
Very clean cut looking.
Question.
Oh.
Is it true that if you're at a restaurant and you can't afford to pay the bill, they make you wash the dishes? Or is that just like a funny thing people came up with?
I don't think a restaurant would make you do that. I think they'd probably call the police because you can't pay your bill. Although I've never been in a restaurant where the police have come because nobody's been able to pay their bill.
Enjoy your food, folks. We're just taking this guy out of here.
Yeah, I don't know what you. I don't know what.
Michael's back.
I don't know what. Now I'm kind of curious, like what would happen if you can't pay the bill? That seems like
anybody out there knows.
That
go
seems
to
like
our
a
YouTube page and leave a comment.
That seems like a Reddit question.
Yeah. Do you get arrested? Do you become part of the staff?
Don't come part of the staff.
Yeah, if you're washing the dishes, you're an employee now.
You're an employee now.
You guys like Star Wars?
Yeah. Yes.
Do you like hockey?
No.
Okay. Not really.
There's on April 6th at the Providence Bruins. There's going to be, it's a Star Wars night.
Oh, that's fun.
So instead of hockey sticks, they're lightsabers?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Been. I know.
That would be a cool idea.
I've never been to a Bruins game. Actually, I've been to an Arctic Cat game. It was like a minor league hockey game. Ice Cats. Yeah, this is like the minor league for the Bruins, and they're having a Star Wars themed night on April 6th. If you like Star Wars, and if you like hockey.
Okay.
I like one of the two.
So.
What's up?
Somebody's already asked this question.
Ooh, good question.
Depends on the restaurant's own policy and your location. I've had a friend who left their wallet at home and didn't realize all he did was leave his ID, which he keeps in his phone case, and return the next day to pay. Most people understand an honest mistake, especially when you own up to it. Assuming you don't just run out on it, you admit the problem, give them all your information, make a promise you will pay it back, then actually follow through, making sure to keep in contact. It hasn't happened to me, but I've seen it happen to others. Just be kind and don't try to get in anyone's face. They will understand. Even if they don't like it,
someone,
I mean, it's not
wallet.
Like they're going to make you wash dishes. And they can't just hold you there. So it shouldn't be a big deal if it ever happens.
You ever do like a chewing screw?
No.
Like eat and then go to the bathroom and then like skip out?
No, I'd be too afraid.
Me too.
And I don't run very
fast. We got you on camera.
I'm not really a runner. I'm more of a...
I can't run either.
Brisk walk.
The food was great, but I can't afford it. Can I wash your dishes instead?
Like Pee Wee.
No, that was like an ongoing joke like back in the day. Well, I'll make you wash dishes.
Yeah.
Like Pee Wee's Big Adventure. My wallet's gone.
Mm.
The next scene, he's washing like stacks and stacks of dishes.
You get the hairnet. Smoking a cigarette. Going on.
Yeah, I think it's just people assume they'd have to work it off. Hey, not everybody's great at washing dishes. They may not want you doing that.
You missed a spot. That's fine.
Purposely drops them. Like at least four times.
How dare you accuse me of spilling water?
Get out of here.
This is
get
done,
here.
Man.
Just don't come back.
You want the door closed? I have a question now.
I have an answer.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
All right.
What Nickelodeon shows did you watch?
You can't do that on television.
You can't do that on television.
Danger Mouse.
Danger Mouse. Banana Man.
Danger Mouse was on Nickelodeon?
Yes.
Yeah, those are the Pinwheel. Pinwheel.
Double Dare.
Double Dare, yeah.
Double Dare. That was my jam.
The Mark Summers Double Dare.
Was Ren and Stimpy on Nickelodeon?
Yeah, yes, they were. Saturday
Doug,
night, I think.
Doug and Rugrats, all that, you know.
But like, hey, just, like, dude.
Yeah, I remember that. Hey, dude.
I didn't watch it, but I remember that.
The girl on that is now married to Ben Stiller.
Oh, wow.
Christine something.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I remember that. What was the other one? Salute Your Shorts.
Oh yeah. Well, I remember. I remember. I didn't watch it.
They were in like a summer camp, and the counselor guy was the same guy from the You Can't Do It on Television.
Okay.
Like the same adult guy. Not sure.
I did. You Can't Do That on Television.
That was my favorite.
Double Dare. I would watch Ren and Stimpy.
On your mark, get set, go.
I'm asking. Because in the last couple of weeks,
yep.
There's been a documentary that came out.
Really?
It's on HBO Max.
Okay.
Or whatever the HBO Max is calling itself nowadays.
Max. Okay.
And it's called Quiet on the Set.
Quiet on the Set.
Quiet on the Set. This documentary is four episodes, and they're doing a fifth. There's been such a reaction to it, there's a fifth episode coming. And it's supposed to be like a big bombshell.
Nice. So it's episodical.
It is episodical.
Oh,
very good.
Thank you.
And here's the thing.
Yep.
This documentary came about because there is a gentleman by the name of Dan Schneider.
D. Dan Schneider.
Head of the class.
Head of the class. Okay. He was Ricky on Better Off Dead.
Yes.
Okay. I know what you're thinking.
Okay.
Dark hair. Chubby guy.
Yep.
Chubby guy, although he apparently he's lost over 100 pounds.
Good for him.
Good for him.
Well.
Uh-oh.
Okay. So, I don't want to get too far in. Now,
now, how many episodes is it?
What?
As of right now.
4.
Okay.
At the end of April, there's going to be a fifth episode coming.
And it'll be the final episode.
So, it'll be 5 episodes total.
Oh, okay.
Now, Dan Schneider is being accused of a lot of things.
Such as?
Is he in cahoots with P. Diddy?
Not that bad.
R. Kelly?
Dan would be very, he would harass females.
Sexually.
He spent a lot of alone time with Amanda Bynes.
Okay.
That is made people very uncomfortable.
Really?
And he allowed things to happen on his set that should not have happened.
Well, he was the
boss. Yes. And he's very controlling.
Okay.
So.
He used to work behind the scenes with You Can't Do That Television or a few other shows.
Really? That actually disappoints me because the whole time we were watching this thing, I was sitting there going, because Can't Do That on Television was done in Canada, a lot of it. And I was sitting there going, man, I bet those kids are sitting there going, whoo, thank God we're up here in Canada.
Hey.
Away from him.
Damn.
He employed not one, but 2 pedophiles on the set.
Oh, my God.
And he knew there was something going on with one of them, and he did nothing.
Wow, what a dick.
Now, all of this has come about because there was a show on Nickelodeon called Drake and Josh.
Okay, I remember it.
And the kid who played Drake, well, his name is Drake, so he played himself.
Okay.
Has filed, not against Dan, but against some of the people who worked there.
The production company.
Because he was molested.
Wow.
And it was kind of like, you know, leading up to that. And the last episode was him explaining what he had been through. And I was just sitting there going, oh, my God. And you go like, how did nobody know? Like, how did, you know, all this happen? And it's like, because Dan Schneider made the set so tense. And he made people literally afraid to just be there.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's the thing called?
Quiet on the Set. I highly recommend it, but you will sit there going, holy fuck. Like,
I was that for a lot of documentaries.
The first episode,
yeah.
Mark Summers walks out.
Hey.
And I look at Jay and I said, because I had a feeling what the thing was going to be about. And I looked at Jay and I went, if Mark Summers is implicated on anything, my childhood is ruined. Mm. And he wasn't.
Good.
But the other thing that Dan Schneider used to do is he used to sneak in sexual jokes. But these were shows that were aimed at kids.
Really?
So he would have these kids do these sexual jokes because he thought they were
like
funny.
Puns.
Yeah, and it was just, and apparently he had a foot fetish, so he would always sneak some sort of foot into the, yeah.
Gross.
Yeah.
I hate feet.
Me too. So, like, I was sitting there, like, they showed Mark Summers.
I sleep with socks on.
They showed Mark Summers a clip of something that Dan had put in one of the shows, and Mark, like, the look on Mark's face, and then he looks at the camera and he goes, did this air on Nickelodeon? And they said, yeah, it was in... What was iCarly, I think the show was.
Really?
And he goes, really? And it was just the way he said
iCarly
it.
iCarly was Disney, but anyway, it's gone.
No. I might be confused then. There was some.
I remember
whatever Amanda Bynes show was.
Oh.
No. You know who it was?
Was it John Hart?
Ariana Grande had a show.
Oh, okay.
But I don't remember the name of the show.
I don't know either.
But. Anyway, I think it was from her show, but Mark Summers was horrified, and he was like, oh, my God.
Oh,
and
my.
I'm like, and I said, you know what? I just, as long as nothing comes out about, like, I don't mean to be dismissive like that, but it was like, I didn't want to hear any bullshit going on in the double dare set. Mm. I'm like, I don't want to hear it. Oh, no. So Dan Schneider has tried to release some statements, and he's gone into hiding. Since, like, the charges...
Victorious.
Okay.
It's called Victorious.
Okay.
In 2010 and 2013.
So the charges started to come out last year. And apparently he went into hiding. And he's lost like 100 pounds. Because, like,
yeah,
he's with Diddy. I don't know where he is.
That island.
Like, I mean...
he's with the freaking...
yeah.
Bigfoot.
He's so hiding. All this came out and Nickelodeon was like, we can't... I mean, and they tried... Like, Nickelodeon would try to be like, well, we always kept an adult on the set to make sure that the kids were okay. That adult was a predator. So it's like, you threw a cat among the pigeons in that respect.
I get paid for this?
Yeah, you know.
It's like, damn.
He got arrested, and he served less than a year in prison, I think.
Dan.
And then, not Dan.
Oh, okay.
This is the
he was Dan Hire.
He was like a liaison. Yeah, he worked with Dan, but he was the guy who escorted the kids around the set.
Okay.
Like, because the parents couldn't be on the set. They didn't like
it. We don't need you over there.
Yeah. Oh, I mean.
But I need you in there.
Yeah. A lot of shit went down on that All That show. Yeah. They had a show called All That. It was like sketch comedy.
Wasn't Keenan on that?
He was.
And not Keenan and Cal.
And he.
There was another person on.
When the charges started to come out against the other guy, and I don't remember his name. Let's just call him
Andrew.
Phil. Let's call him Phil.
Andrew.
So, yeah. So when Phil's charges started to come out, like, a lot of... Because he worked with a lot of people. He worked with Leonardo DiCaprio. He was like a child speech. He would help them learn lines and stuff. But he was a horrible person.
I guess so.
And... So a lot of people that he worked with wrote these letters, like, I find it hard to believe Phil would do this. And Keenan was one of the people. And then when these episodes started to come out, and he saw it, and he was like, I had no idea what was really happening. Well, he released a statement.
Keenan.
And he's like, yeah, Keenan did. And he goes, it was misrepresented to me.
Around what year are we talking?
That all this happened?
Yeah. Are we in the 80s, 90s,
90s. We're in the 90s.
A lot of this shit happened.
I mean, Nickelodeon was huge.
Yeah.
A lot of this shit happened to a lot of kids during the 80s in TV and film.
Yeah.
Like Corey Feldman, Corey Haim.
Yeah.
Every generation is different.
Feldman's still going on about it.
He's a singer now.
Is he?
Yeah. He performs.
Oh, Jesus.
He sucks.
There's a lot of like Michael Jackson impersonations.
Oh God!
Him and Jerry O'Connell did like the "Stand by Me" song.
Ow. Yeah.
And then I was like, it was very bad.
I haven't seen it, but it sounds very cringe. I don't think I would watch them sing.
He's got long hair like a girl, and like he dresses like Michael Jackson.
Why?
I don't know. He likes Michael Jackson.
He used to hang out with Michael a lot. Mm. Seriously. They hung out like really good friends for a while.
Mm. Well,
everyone keeps saying over the years that's how Michael was. He had his favorite. He'll hang out with you for about 3 years, and then he finds another favorite.
No, you get too old. You can't hang out.
Yeah,
right. You must be this
young to hang out with me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, oof. Nasty.
Have you reached puberty yet?
Anyway, yes. It's a very good documentary, but it will ruin Nickelodeon for you.
I will check it out.
Although it didn't necessarily, because they didn't talk about any of the shows that I liked. But I was sitting there going like, Jesus, this guy. Because I mean, you do him from like Head of the Class and Better Off Dead and stuff like that. It's like, oh, he's an asshole.
Never meet your heroes.
I haven't met him, thank gosh. Thank gosh. Here's an interesting thing. So I was, earlier in the week when it was more calm.
Before the incident.
I was working and I decided to throw on a thing of Nukes Top 5.
Yeah.
Nukes?
Nuke's Top 5. It's you know, top 5 ghosts caught on camera.
Oh, okay.
It's
sometimes top 10 or 20.
Yeah. I'm good for 10, however many he wants to give me. Yeah.
All right.
It's usually pretty interesting, and sometimes, like, people try to debunk it in the comments and stuff like that. So.
Give me.
Yeah. And he kind of, like, you know, is it real? You decide. It's like,
or
that
is it just
kind
a
of
hoax?
Thing. Yeah. So there's a real estate woman. And she's in a house. She's in a house, and she's about to film some sort of video, probably for social media, about the house.
Right.
So she's kind of, you know, fluffing her hair, and then she's like, oh, I've been so busy today showing off this lovely bungalow. And then she messes up her line, so she's got to go fix it. And she fixes it, and she walks back, and she's like, I've been so busy today. And then, like, all of a sudden, behind her, a door opens, right?
Ooh. The wind.
So she goes like, whoa. And she immediately looks. Now, to her credit, because I was like, oh, she's going to nope right the fuck out of there. And you know what? Like, they showed, because she immediately runs for the camera. And I'm like, she's going to grab the camera and fucking run. Oh, no. Homegirl grabs the camera. And then she's like, do that again. I dare you. And I'm like,
oh, damn.
You tell him, lady.
Damn, Karen.
Holy shit. So she walks over to the door, and she's kind of, she, you know, fiddling with it. Then she walks down a hall.
Trying to debunk it?
Yeah, and she's like, do it again. Do something. Move
damn it.
Something. So
jerk.
She's walking around, and she kind of pans a fireplace. Now, like, I didn't notice it because it was so quick, but as she pans the fireplace, there's something on the fireplace that sort of moves forward. Mm. Like, Nuke had to show us in a close-up slow-mo, but...
Did you see it?
Yeah, that's exactly right, yeah.
Let's go back.
So then she's kind of walking around the house, and she's like, you're not going to, you know, show me, da-da-da-da. So then all of a sudden, she starts walking back to where she was filming originally, and you hear this really loud beep, 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 beep. So she turns around, and a smoke detector that had been on the wall is now going off, slams to the ground, shatters, and she's like, nope.
That was her nope.
That was her nope moment.
Not the door opening, but the thing
she flies out of that house, and she's got heels on to hear.
Sound like a horse.
Wow. I'm laughing my ass off. I'm like, oh girl, I would have done that too.
I wonder if anybody wants to buy the place now.
Cause I thought, like, she was filming, so I figured automatically, like, it was the middle of the day. But when she pans a thing, like, the camera's looking out, like, catches a window, and it's pitch black outside. Mm. I'm like, holy shit. Is she out there in the middle of the night?
Dedicated.
Filming her real estate video. I was like, holy shit.
Her bungalow.
Yeah.
What's a bungalow?
It's just a one floor.
Like a ranch?
Dwelling.
One floor, that's it?
Yeah. Just a little...
ranch style.
No basement? No?
No. No, well, not normally. It so depends, would, depends, you know, so where,
you put, like,
what
the
area.
Furnace and the hot water heater and all
that? You put them in a closet.
Yeah. Storage in a closet, that's a... Wow, that's the furnace.
Don't open that one. That's the boiler.
Freddy's down there.
Freddy's down there. Jesus.
Has anyone seen Ghostbusters yet?
Nope.
No.
Yeah, me neither.
I haven't got out to see it yet.
Soon.
One of the many...
I've been avoiding, you know, the online people were like talk about the movie.
I'm trying to avoid almost everything.
Yeah.
I want the freaking popcorn thing.
Oh, I would love one.
The AMC one. I don't want the other one. The AMC one looks better than the Regal one.
Yeah.
It lights up and it's got.
Yeah.
$40.
Yeah. I want to guess by now, like, a lot of them are sold out. Yeah. I think they were probably sold out within 2 days. Yeah. Now we go in there. We don't have it.
If I get one, I'll bring it. We're doing show and tell.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I usually don't get popcorn at the movie theater, but I'll get popcorn for this one.
You know when you're going?
I don't know. Probably sometime next month.
Wow, you're going to wait a month?
Well, I mean, next month is next week.
Oh.
Monday's April 1st.
All right, Joe.
April Fools.
You got me on a technicality.
You guys got plans for Easter?
Eat.
Yeah. Any
turkey, ham?
I don't know what I'm doing now.
I'm subject to whatever my nephew's wife will be cooking.
My brother was going to come over and cook for us, but we don't know what's going on now.
Tell him to come over and cook for you.
Ouch, my legs.
Oh, stretch.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Sorry.
I'll try.
What's for dinner tonight?
I knew you were going to ask that.
That's a good question.
We actually had that discussion before I came down here.
Nice.
I know.
Early.
It's very rare we do a pre-dinner discussion.
I pushed it. They started talking about it, and I said, this is the time to do it.
Well, I had told him earlier, because I had lunch, and he was like, oh, because I was eating... I was eating just like a chicken and rice dish. And he goes,
I picture him doing that.
And he goes, oh, what do you got there? And I said, just chicken and rice, nothing fancy. And he goes, oh. And I said, I have a lean cuisine in there I'm saving for dinner.
Lean cuisine.
I said, it's a ravioli. I'll be enjoying that. And then I said, I'll be having that for dinner unless you have some sort of plan. And he goes, eh, I haven't really thought about it. I said, okay. So that was that. And then... later on, he was like, so Italian? And I'm like, did I put the bug in your ear with the ravioli? And he's like, we haven't had it in a while. I'm
like, where'd you get Italian from?
There's a place in Carver, okay. Called Mamma Mia's.
Mamma Mia's.
And we go there.
Nice.
My only issue with the place, and I realize it shouldn't be an issue, is that they give you too much food.
That sucks. So,
yeah.
How dare they?
Well,
how dare
I mean, they give you too I can't. Much? I can't eat all that, and then it's like
save it for a little bit.
I know, but I'm busy.
One thing a day.
I'm a busy lady.
Yeah.
Well, I
you
won't.
Working tomorrow?
No, I have a meeting with someone tomorrow.
Oh.
That's an off mic conversation, Joe.
All right.
But that will be my whole day. I wanted to fucks up my whole day. I wanted to go to the Subaru dealership because I was going to talk to him about getting a rally bar done.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to see if they could order one or if I have to order one. And if I have to order one, can they put it on? Because I don't know how to do that.
Right.
And I want the lights on it, so there's going to be rigging.
Nice. Wiring and switches.
Oh, well, no, I don't want the... I don't know if I want the switches.
How are you going to turn them on?
I don't know. Can't they just normally come on? Like, run 24/7? No?
I don't know.
I got... Let me tell you what I got.
No idea. What do you got?
Oh, I deleted it.
No!
Shit. Well, let me go to the deleted section, then.
It's still there.
Because I have these... because I just got, like, the regular... Crosstrek, right? I don't have anything. I have seat warmers.
Okay.
But I don't have like the what do you call that? The sunroof and extra shit. So I have on the
basic
driver's
bitch.
Yeah. I went basic bitch. But on the driver's side, I have the thing for the all wheel drive or whatever. Like I could shut that off.
Okay.
And the rest of it are like dummy buttons.
Okay.
And it always kind of annoyed me because it's like, oh, they just sit there. They don't.
Yeah, I got some of those too. I'm gonna put some lights in.
So I found
fog lights.
Night rider car.
Yeah. Damn it. Where is it? So I found this overlay that you can get, and it's for the dummy buttons.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I found it. And they're like Super Mario.
Oh, nice. That's cool.
Like Mario Kart. I'm like, release the ghost.
It's a little squid. Ink.
It's a little banana peel.
So the red turtle shell? Oh, no, another red turtle shell.
Heck yeah.
Nice. How much is that? Like a
couple bucks? It was like $8.
Nice.
It's really cheap.
Nice. Just
transfers right on.
Nice.
I had some transfers for the back reflector lights, the mm-hmm. ones at the way bottom. Mm-hmm. But it's been fucking raining all week, so I've not been able to do anything with it.
Sucks.
I'm hoping it'll be dry enough tomorrow. I can go outside, put them on there.
Let me check.
Weatherman Sean.
I've heard people saying to each other, oh, it's going to rain all week.
Oh, well, it did rain all week.
Week's over.
Next week.
Oh, not next week, too. Daisy's arthritis is worse when it's raining. Makes everything miserable.
At the moment, my phone says
gets flooded when it rains.
Wednesday and Thursday.
Oh.
Like I told you a couple weeks ago, like we had to call the fire department. And
I did.
Pump us out. I was like, damn.
I didn't know the fire department could pump people out.
I didn't know that either.
Pump you out. Right.
I mean, our pump works, but it was just way too much water for it to handle. And just
Things
are floating and shit.
What happened this week? Because
nothing. It's dry now.
Really? Because it was raining like all week.
Yeah. As far as I know, it's dry. I mean.
Oh. That poor thing's working overtime.
Oh. How often does yours turn on?
I don't know. I know it works.
Okay.
I don't know when. Because
it's dry, you know it works.
I don't know when it comes on.
That's still charging?
I don't know.
It's on a trickle charge.
It's a trickle charge. I don't ask him about the car stuff.
Did he forget about that? That was charging last week.
No.
I'm charging for a while. So.
No. I'm going to see Tim next week.
Yeah.
The plumber. He's headed here on Tuesday.
Nice.
New sink.
Nice.
Yes, I hope. I told Jay, I'm like, listen.
45 minutes.
Tim is coming Tuesday. I'm going to time him, too.
Tuesday, Tim.
Tim's coming Tuesday. And he goes, okay. And I said, well, he's doing the sink, so we can't have anything in the sink. Don't use a whole bunch of dishes in the morning and then we'll take off.
Paper plates.
He's coming in the morning. I was like, I'm not going to have time to do dishes before he shows up.
Oh. Yeah, maybe he'll do them himself.
I'm a plumber and a dishwasher.
Test it out.
I tell you what.
We'll charge extra.
When he sees that new faucet, he's going to want to do my dishes. Be like, this faucet's nice.
Is it light up too, like the one in the bathroom?
Heck yeah.
Nice.
And as
now, does the one up here in the second bathroom light up too?
Yes, it's the exact same faucet.
Oh, nice. So now you have three?
Yes, all my faucets are lighting up, yes.
Awesome.
Eventually, this house is going to be LED.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
For Christmas, Nikki had gotten us this like light strip. So Jay and I decided to put it around the window in the bedroom.
Cool.
So I sent
any color you want?
Yeah, it changes color.
Yeah. You have an app or is it like a button?
Yeah, it's an app. It's an app. So I sent her this picture because, of course, I made it like orange. So she's like, oh, my God, that looks demonic.
It does.
I said, I thought it looked cool. She's like, it's your bedroom.
It probably looks better in person than the picture.
I asked her, by the way, if there have been any more incidents, and she said no.
No more Shadow Men?
No more Shadow Men. I said, see, I told you.
Yay.
They visit when they want to.
They're on vacation. We'll be back.
He'll be back.
Well, you know, we came down here and I looked over and that big red box is a Christmas decoration.
Yeah.
And it's never been on its side. It's always stayed up.
See?
So I'm going to ask Jay when I go up if he touched, because it's a Sylvester, like Sylvester and Tweety.
Yeah.
Like, did you touch my Sylvester? Because he's... that sounds bad. Like, did you touch my Sylvester without asking?
Don't touch those.
Don't
you ever touch
my
balls without asking.
Yeah.
Stay out of my drums.
Yeah.
How often do you play drums?
I haven't played in quite some time. I haven't had time. I've actually been thinking about... I
kind of want to learn.
No time for it.
Yeah, I thought about...
Can you teach me?
Well, I need somebody to... Because I can only get as far as the paradiddle. Paradiddle. And I said I should get somebody to just reteach me. Because I have a lot of bad habits I need to crack on that.
Yeah. They have like videos you can watch.
I can't get it with a video. I've tried. And I'm like, I need... Because when I learned how to play originally, it was one-on-one.
Right.
So I...
When people were actually...
I think I need somebody like sitting there going, no, that's wrong.
It's one of those... One of the things in life I remember.
You're not practicing.
With a water bottle, they just... That's not right.
No, hi-hats. No, no. Tom-tom. Damn it.
That's
I kind of want to learn.
That's one of the things in life I regret.
What?
Like, that's my favorite part of music. I listen to the drum beat first.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've always wanted to play the drums, but I never got around to doing it.
My brother plays. My godfather taught him. But I never...
Yeah, I wish I did it in, like teens or late teens or
You can learn
20s.
Now.
I
know. Sets aren't that expensive. That only cost me, like, $100.
Yeah.
And how many pieces is it?
The like bass, five? The two toms. I have the floor tom.
And the snare.
I have two snares because one is my original snare from...
That's my favorite part of the music.
When I played drum years beats. Ago. I just put a new head on it.
Ever break a stick?
I've never broken a stick. Yeah. But the...
You're not as aggressive
I have,
as some
I
people.
Have sticks that are beat to shit, though.
Yeah.
But I can't throw them away. Like, it's like, oh, I like those. Once you get comfortable with a stick...
What was, like, the first song you learned?
The first song that I ever learned on drums?
Yeah. Just curious.
Frosty the Snowman? Like, I started playing when I was in fifth grade. Wow. And I went from fifth grade to about eighth grade. I stopped playing in eighth grade. School band.
Yeah.
And then I started again a few years ago, and then I was getting frustrated because I'm like, I don't remember how to do stuff and I can't get it on the on a video. So I was like, maybe if I have somebody just that's wrong.
No, no.
Yeah. My problem though is that the last time I had looked up in instruction, it's like you have to take your drum to that person. And I'm like, I'm not carting my drum kit out of the, you know.
Not unless I'm in a band.
I know. It's like...
I need a roadie.
I know. This
looks like, fun.
You know what? It's a great aggression release. Because I would, like, put on headphones and just...
Jam.
Yeah, I broke a snare to... Oh, what song was that? It was Robert... I think it was a Robert Palmer.
Really?
Yeah.
Addicted to Love?
I think it might have been Addicted to Love because that has a very... it was either that or Joan Jett.
I love rock and roll?
Yeah, because that has a very basic drum beat, too. It's all snare work. Bass and snare. It's like...
Nice.
Anyways. Did we have a winner last week?
We did have a winner. Congratulations, Jimbo.
Jimbo!
He guessed Clerks.
He sure did.
Good movie.
That is a good movie. I haven't seen
it. I'm not even supposed to be here. It's my day off.
I say that all the time. I'm not even supposed to be here today.
So he won one gift card, and I'll get it before we leave.
Okay.
So this week's quote is worth one gift card. Dunkin' Donuts, $5. You can comment the name of the movie on the YouTube video. If you're correct and first, you win. It's pretty easy.
Winning.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Good morning. How are you? Now, I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions, and I want them answered immediately. Who is your daddy, and what does he do?
Oh.
Comment below on YouTube.
Hurry.
Hurry.
You got to hurry up. Thank you so
People
much.
Cheat.
I don't think they cheat, but...
I used to think that.
I don't think they cheat, but... thank you so much for joining us. We will see you next time.
Yeah.
And before I send it down the table, here is your fun fact of the week.
Oh, fun.
The dilemma zone is a term for the area where you cannot safely stop for a yellow light, nor reach the intersection before the light turns red.
Really? Interesting.
I loved that. I was like, I am constantly in a dilemma zone. That's my jam.
Have a great weekend and happy Easter.
Have a good everything.